Mirandola is a component. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we will begin with a Lashem Yehud, followed by the two links that come from the unique astrological times. So, Lashem Yehud Kud Shabri Kurishkin Tebit Hilu Urkhilu 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 Reakta Lashem Yehud Bavate the Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kuronei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kuroneihu. We are studying some Tehillim 44 today. You can find the, and where we will start is at the Psalms landing page. You scroll down to within a half inch of the end of the page, where you will find Tehillim 44. The psalmist, which is generally understood to be King David, cries and laments painfully over this bitter exile, where we in our Torah are shamed daily. When the nations say that Hashem has exchanged us for another nation, and where we are considered as sheep for the slaughter, as a byword and a taunt, it is therefore fitting that God, Hashem, redeem us for the sake of his great name that abides with us in exile. This is the Kavanah to utilize when studying, reading Psalm 44. The first word is Lamnatseach, and I refer you to the introduction in the Yearning for Redemption PDF by Rabbi Sutton. There is so much information in that introduction that's well worth studying. There are 27 verses in Psalm 44. 27 connects to the all of the 27 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which includes the final letter forms. I haven't been making the connection between the number of the psalm and the meaning of that number in the Hebrew and relating it to the idea of what's involved within the psalm. But as I was reading just now, it occurred to me that the word dam, which means blood, has a gematria of 44. Now, normally, chapter and verse in the Tanakh is not considered holy. It came out of the Christian monks in the Middle Ages. It's a useful tool, and we utilize it. But prior to that development during the Middle Ages, the way the sections of the Tanakh were related to had to do with the paragraphs and the paragraph number. That has very much fallen out of usage because those numbers are not in the writings themselves. But in the Psalms, there are 150 Psalms, and they are ordered. They are numbered and ordered based on the words of Hashem, based on the development of the Tanakh. So in the Psalms, we can use the number of the Psalm as a useful tool of getting additional information, which I think you'll find when we study Psalm 44, that the word blood, the word dam, connects to. Now, we were transitioned to the yearning for redemption at Psalm 44. And as was said, there are 27 verses, which is quite a few. So hopefully we can get this completed today. Verse 1. Lam Natseach. Livne Korach Maskil. Lam Natseach. Dedicated to the one who grants victory over evil by the descendants of Korach. A wisdom psalm. Verse 2. Elohim biazneinu shemanu o avoteinu sifru lanu poav palta bimehem bimekedem. Elohim, with our ears, we have heard our ancestors told us they made sure to leave a record that would be passed down throughout the generations about the great deeds you performed for them in their days, in days of old. Eleven words is connecting to getting closer to Hashem through the Ketoreth. The 11 components of the Ketoreth, and the 11, number 11 also connects to all of creation, both the positive and the negative systems. And always remember, there is no such thing as positive and negative. There is only good, and good that is further from Hashem. The third verse. Ata yadcha goyim horashta betitaim zara leumim vatshalchem. Eight words, which connects to Bina. Four letters, which connects to the word dal, meaning poorness, lack. I'm sorry, I didn't read the English translation of the third verse. With your powerful hand, you dispossess nations from the land of Israel, and in their stead you planted them, our ancestors. You broke the power of those nations, and you sent them forth to vacate the land for your holy people. The fourth verse. Ki lo b'chadam yarshu e'aretz. Uzro Amlo Hoshia La For not by their own sword did they, our ancestors, inherit the land, nor were they saved by their might alone, but rather by your right hand and power, and by the light of your countenance, because you favored them. This is a message that we always need to remember. It's being lost in the modern state of Israel because people are perceiving, unfortunately, that the surrounding enemies of Israel are powerful, and the modern state of Israel continually reaches out to the modern state of the USA for their savior rather than to trust in Hashem. There are 16 words, which 16 is a number that connects to the Yud and the Vav of the name of Hashem. It connects to the male, the sharing consciousness. It connects to the first phase and the third phase of the creative process. The fifth verse. Atahu Malki Elohim Tzawe Yeshua Yaakov. You alone are my king, Elohim. Order, direct your salvations now to for Yaakov, as you did long ago. Seven words connecting to the physical world and to the manifestation and the unity of Zeranpin and Malchut. Twenty-eight letters connecting to the word koach, meaning power and strength. The sixth pasuk, v'chatzarenu nenageach v'shimcha navus kamenu. With you and with your help, we shall gore those who oppress and constrict us. With the power of your name, we shall obliterate those who rise up against us to destroy us. The seventh verse. Ki lo bekashti etach b'charbi lo toshieni. For it is not in my bow that I place my trust. My sword will not deliver me. Five words connecting to the five worlds. Thirty-three letters connects to the holiday of Lag BaOmer, connects to the Sefirah of Hod Shebahod, representing the manifestation of the potential in the frame of the spiritual level. The eighth verse. tsareinu umsaneinu hevishota. Only you can deliver us from those who afflict us. Only you can shame those who hate us. Five words connecting to all of the worlds. Twenty-nine letters connects to the month of Av, and the month of Av has the connection to Hashem through its name, Abba, Father. The ninth pasuk. Elohim hilalnu kol hayom v'shimcha leolam nodeh selah. I remind you that the word selah represents a pause to contemplate what was said. The English translation, we therefore will never stop praising you, Elohim. We shall give thanks to your name forever, Selah. And whenever you are reading this particular psalm, it's good to have a verse in mind that praises Hashem. And say it at this moment. For me, right now, that verse is the first verse in the Tanakh. Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim v'et haaretz. Because it's praising Hashem by describing the creation. The tenth verse. Ahzanachta v'tvatach li menu v'lo teitze bits v'yotenu. Even when to our shame you seem to desert us and you do not go forth with our armies. Six words connecting to Zeran Pin. As much as the words say that Hashem is not with us, the number of letters, 29, tells us we're connecting to Hashem. The 11th verse. Tishivenu achor minitzar umsanenu shasulamo. Even when you cause us to retreat before our opponents and allow our foes to plunder and loot for themselves. Seven words connecting to the unity of Zeran Pin and Malchut. Twenty-nine letters connecting to Hashem through the month of Av. Through the name of Av, through the letters that created the month of Av. The 12th verse. Titneinu kitzom ma'akal uvagoyim zeritanu. Even when you give us over like sheep to be consumed, slaughtered, and scatter us among the nations to destroy us. The 13th verse. Tim Kor Amcha Belo Chom Velo Ribita Bimchirehem. Even when you sell your people for free and their price brings you no gain. Seven words connecting to the unity of Zeranpin and Malchut. Twenty-eight, representing the word koach, power and strength. The 14th verse. Tesimenu cherpa lishkenenu lad wakeles lisvivotenu. Even when you make us a disgrace in the eyes of our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to those around us, about us. Six words connecting to Zeranpin, which is Hashem. Four letters connecting to the idea of being in lack. And once we recognize we're in lack, the fulfillment will come. The 14th verse. To see me new herpa lishkenenu lag v'keles lisvivotenu. Even when you make us an object of ridicule among the nations and a shaking of the head among the peoples, the 16th verse. Kol hayom kalimati negbi uvoshet panai kisatni. Even when my embarrassment is always before me and my face is covered with humiliation. 17th verse. Miko mecharef umgadef mifneoyev umitnakem. Even when I suffer from the taunting voice of the one who blasphemes and curses me before the enemy and the avenger. Verse 18. All this has come upon us, yet we have not forgotten you. Nor have we been false to, we have not broken faith with your covenant. Eight words, which is connecting us to Bina, going above the physical world, and trusting Hashem will deliver us. Thirty-three letters connecting us to the Hod Shebahod, manifestation of the spiritual level. Verse 19. Lo nasog achor labeinu vatet ashureinu mimi archecha. Our heart has not turned back from believing in you, nor have our steps turned aside from your path. Footnote 77 is at the bottom of the page. Our heart has not turned back from believing in you, even when we have gone astray from your path. The 20th. Pasuk. Im shakachnu shem Eloheinu v'nifrosh kapeinu le'elzar. I read mixed up 20 and 21, so let's we're going to read verse 20. Ki dekitanu bim kom tanim vatkas aleinu betamavet. We believed in you even when you crushed us and humiliated us and brought us down to the place of the viper and shrouded us under the shadow of the death. Eight words connecting us to Bina. Thirty letters connecting to the letter Lamed and the context and concepts of teaching and being a teacher. Verse 21. In shakachnu shem Eloheinu v'nifrosh kapeinu le'elzar. Behold, did we forget the name of Elohim? Did we spread our hands out to a strange god? Eight words connecting to Bina. Thirty letters connecting to teaching. These are verses that assist us in learning what we are to teach. Verse 22. Halo Elohim Yachakar Zot Ki Hu Yedea Te'alumot Lev. Behold, if we did forget Elohim would search and discover it, for he knows the secrets of the heart. I would think that this verse should have said the secrets of our hearts, but it's not in the plural, and that's an important distinction to recognize. There are nine words. Is it Hachma? Are we counting up or are we counting down? Where would be Yisod? 31 letters connecting to El, which would be connecting to the unity of Chokhmah and Bina. So we're counting up. Verse 23. Kitzon Tavcha. 23. Ki Alecha Toradnu Kol Hayom Nechshavenu Kitzon Tivcha. You know that it was for your sake that we gave our lives up day after day. For your sake, we were considered as sheep for the slaughter. Eight words connecting us to Bina. Letters connecting to the word El, to the name of God, El, which connects to the upper worlds. The 24th Pasuk. Ura lama tishan adonai hakitza al tisgnach la netzach. Awaken, come to our rescue. Why do you make like you are sleeping? Adonai, arouse yourself. Do not forsake us forever. Eight words connecting to Bina. Letters connecting to the teachings that we must learn clearly and succinctly so that we can teach it to the other nations. This is the purpose of the exile. The 25th Pasuk. Lama vanecha tastir tishkach Anyenu velachatzenu. Why do you hide your face? Why do make like you have forgotten our affliction and our oppression? Six words which connects to Zerampin, which refutes the ideas that are expressed in the English translation. Twenty-seven letters connecting to all of creation. The 26th Pasuk. Kishata Kishacha le'afar nafshenu Divcha le'aretz b'nenu. For our souls are bowed down to the dust, our stomachs are hugging the earth. Seven words connecting to the unity of Zerampin and Malchut. Twenty-seven letters connecting to all of the 27 letters of the alphabet, which represents all of creation. The 27th Pasuk. Kuma Ezrata Lanu Uftenu Leman Chazdecha. Arise, therefore, and come to our aid. Redeem us for the sake of your loving kindness. Six words connecting to Zeranpin, connecting directly to Hashem. Seven letters connecting to all of creation. I will now read the Hebrew in sequence. Matishtochachi Nashilma Techemila. Guess what? I read the wrong verse. Tehillim 24. Lam Natseach Livne Korach Maskil Elohim Biazmenu Shamanu Avotenu Sibru lanu poal, palta bimehem bime kedem, ata yadcha goim, horashta watita entara, laumim vatshalchem, hilo becharbam, yarshu aretz, Uzroam lo Hoshia lamo kiyamincha Uzroacha Uyor panecha Kiratzitam. Atahu Malki Elohim Tzawe Yeshuot Yaakov, Bechatzareinu Menageach, Beshimcha Navus Kameinu. Ki lo bakashti etach becharbi lo, Toshieni Ki toshatanu mitzareinu umsalcheinu chavishota ve'lohim ha'hilalu kol hayom v'shimcha le'olam nodesela afsanachta Watachli meinu ulo tetze betzivotenu Teshivenu achor minitar umsanenu Shal sulamo titnenu kitzon makal uvagoim Zeritanu. Tim koram chad lo kon ulo rabiti. Bimochi rechem. Tesimenu. Her palish kenenu. Lag vekeles. Lisvivotenu Tesimenu Mashal Bagoim Mignod Rosh Balumim Kol Hayom Kalimati Negbi Uvoshet Panai ki sadni mikol becharev gadev mifnei oyev mitnakem kol zot biatnu v'lo shekachanu cha v'lo. Lo shekach parnu bimritecha, lo nazog achor libenu v'teit ashurenu mini archecha. Ki dekitanu bim kom tanim vat kasalenu betzal mavet. Im shekachno shem Eloheinu wa nifrosh kipeinu la'el zar halo Elohim yachakar zot ki hu yodea ta'alu mod lev ki alecha horad mi Horagni yu, kol hayom nechshavtu, ketzon tivcha. Ura lama tishan Adonai, hakitza al tisnach lanetzach, lama panecha tastir taishkach. Ayin yaenu, belichatenu, ki shachal afar nafshenu, divka laaretz bitnenu, kuma ezrata lanu ufdenu, lama an chesdecha. Are there any questions?
I have a question or comment. When you sneezed, I hope you heard or felt the two blessings when you sneezed. I didn't want to interrupt you, and I'm sure Brandy didn't want to either. But what I'm wondering is, since has been named Elohim so many times, and of course the Vav is missing in the name Elohim, and I'm just wondering, as we read it, can we visualize the Vav being there and that bring unity to the name Elohim?
The unity of the name Elohim is when it's connecting to Hashem.
When Elohim, separated just like they are in the Tetragrammaton.
Say again?
I guess aren't the letters of Elohim separated just like the Tetragrammaton? I don't think we think about it, but
They're not the same. Because if they were separated, it would be harsh judgment. Elohim, you have the word Elah, Aleph Lamed He, and then you add Mem. So the word Elah. So in that sense, you can separate, you can parse the word itself, but not the letters individually.
Okay, but what... I knew I'd have a hard time expressing it. But there's a dagesh, there are a dot there next to the lamed. So the Vav is missing Okay. When we had the word shalom, and the vav was, you know, is separated into two parts, and it seemed like one of the things that we learned was when we got to that portion of Torah that we visualized the vav not being separated. So what I'm getting at is the vav is missing.
We agree. The vav is missing. But it's not missing. It's concealed because one of the 72 names is spelled by the middle three letters.
Okay.
Lamed.
Oh, it's Lamed Hey, probably.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and that name deals with Chesed.
Okay.
It's sweetening the judgment. So it's not that it's missing. Zeron Kin, which is the Vav, is missing because it's not yet complete in that the world is not yet perfected. The Tikkun is not complete. And that is why the Vav is missing. But at the same time that it's missing, it's concealed in that name of God.
Okay, and if we visualize the Vav being there, is that a tikkun? Using this psalm as a tikkun for bringing it.
My answer to you, my answer to that statement or that question is I've not read it, I've not heard it, and I've not contemplated it. Therefore, I can't answer you one way or the other. I think it's something that depends on your own connections and your own contemplations.
Okay. Thank you.
As a teacher of Kabbalah, I'm very careful not to go off on a path that is not my own. So when I teach you something that is coming from my intuition, I'm very clear that is coming from my intuition. Now, usually those intuitions have a base that people can make connection to through logic or through their own intuition. But you have to be very careful. It's not to say that that is incorrect. It may very well be correct. But since I've not read it from a sage, I've not heard it from a teacher, the answer is, it's coming from within you. And if that is right for you, you will know it intuitively. And if you're not sure, it's something you need to contemplate more deeply.
Well, as you, as my teacher, I like your advice. So that's why I asked the question. I don't know why.
And I
never noticed Elohim being used so many times. And that thought came to me. So that's why I asked the question. But thank you. I understand your answer.
There is a reason why that thought came to you. And I want you to continue to ask me these questions. I'm not saying don't. I won't. But when I don't know the answer, I'm going to be clear. And in this case, because it never occurred to me, I never contemplated it. So my intuition, as you heard me making mistakes all through the reading, it's an indication I can say that I'm tired or I can say that whatever the cause is, but I also know when that situation occurs, when I'm misreading verses and words, it's an indication to me that my intuition isn't working, and so for me to answer out of my own intuition would be dangerous.
Okay. I'll keep this in mind because I know I'm going to be seeing the missing vav. Not missing, concealed vav every time I see Elohim. And maybe all I needed was to learn because I knew it, but it's not evidently in my speaking vocabulary. concealed rather than missing. So that was a good teaching point for me, a learning point for me. Thank you.
I'm glad you made the comment and asked the question. Does anybody else have any questions? You have a beautiful Shabbat.
Okay, you too.
Shalom, thank you. Shalom to all.